Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show, your show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Thanks for joining me today. I love being here with you on this terrific Tuesday. That's what we're going to call it. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Participate in today's poll question. We've been taught that men aren't supposed to hit women. What about the female members of Antifa, BLM, and the gangs out there that are hitting law enforcement, kicking? They've been hitting men and kicking them for years. Should we now recognize it as a man's right to hit back? I thought this was going to be a controversial question, but I guess it's not so much for you. Some very interesting responses. Quick text here. If a woman is hitting a man and acting violent, gender makes no difference. If a woman acts like a man, she gets treated like a man. Period. Sorry, Monica, but this poll question is a no-brainer. There are general rules of decency and civility which a society should follow. But there are no absolutes. Do unto others. That works for me. Notice that says nothing about sex, religion, color, or whatever. Hi, Monica. My son, now in his 30s, was raised not to hit girls, but also that he has the right to protect and defend himself. He did not grow up to be an abuser. Dina, thank you for that. We teach morals, we teach values, but again, there are no absolutes. If you are being abused, fight back. And I urge the parents out there to make sure that your little ones know everything they can about self-defense. Yesterday's poll question, should BLM? They're just running the gamut of controlling the entire scenario right now, all the discussions. And now they want their curriculum taught in schools, and there are school districts around the country that are actually thinking about it. Should we be doing that here in Northern Nevada? 96% of those participating in the poll say absolutely not. The other 4% said yes. Controlling the narrative. As I gave you in the last hour, the doctors speaking at Capitol Hill about the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine, the fact that nobody has had to die from this. It is a distraction because the left hates Trump so badly. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Participate in today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And make sure you log on to my page because you will have a direct link there from Breitbart to the 40-minute video of the doctors championing people to be able to go out and live their lives and open up this damn country. Watch the entire thing and share it as much as you can because of the fact that every social media outlet out there is trying to discredit all of these doctors, and they are banning this video. Because you're not supposed to know the truth. In my opinion, ban mainstream media. The news is not the news. It is what they want you to know. The only way that you are going to find the news is if you go in, you start looking for the truth yourself. also at 991fmtalk.com. If you scroll down in the page, on my page, I've got a list of interesting articles there for you. I've got a list of suggested podcasts on our YouTube channels. And my favorite, suggestions for websites that you should check out and that you should be going to the news for, like Breitbart, like OAN, like, oh gosh, the people who are actually going out there. Have you ever heard of Tom Hinton? Yeah, one of the best. Judicial Watch. Judicialwatch.com. Gino, hang on the line. I have something fun for you right now, courtesy of great listeners. That's all I can say is great listeners. Because you know what? With all of this, we have to treat ourselves. We have to make sure that we are the ones taking care of ourselves. So I've got something fun for you here. But you know what? Actually, Gino, it's not fair for you to wait. So 884-9910, that's the talk and text. Gino, you want to give us a link between schools and protesters?
Oh, I just think the last 25 years in education, it's changed from schools were a place where principals, teachers, and parents would come together to try to create the best site, the best atmosphere for their students. Now, yeah, with this litigious society we live in, I think the first job of a principal is not to create that environment. It's to defend the district from lawsuits. And so basically there's a subtle, yeah, shift, like just make parents happy, give them what they want, and kids never learn that there are true consequences for their behavior. And we have just obscene things that have happened in the schools. The people I know in education, they're walking away. It is bad. And the part of the thing is you get in trouble for, you know, a slip of the tongue. You call her a her instead of a he. And, you know, people are, it's a bad situation. And there's too many people out there who've gotten their way for the last 25 years. And
well,
they've,
you know,
grown,
Gino,
up and they think all we need to do is protest and we'll get our way.
I think the person who got her way was Hillary Clinton when she started the mantra of it takes a village. You know, people couldn't punish their children. You had Walmart security cameras videoing and calling the police when somebody spanked their child in the parking lot because they were misbehaving. We took the hands of parents and tied them. Said you're not allowed to, yep, spank your children. You have to put them in a timeout. You know, so it, yep, doesn't take a village. Give the power back to the parents. It was the PTA for a reason. The Parent Teachers Association. Those, yep, are the people who should be getting together and doing what is best for the kids. Gino, thanks for your call. And, you know, you're right. We can't just stamp our feet now that it didn't go our way. We're reaping what we've sown because we've allowed this to happen. So now a little something fun for you. And thank you to, I have the best listeners. Thank you to Rick and Carol for sending this to me because, you know, I need all the help I can get.
One, two, three, four.
Get out. Have some fun. Stand up for yourself. Yes, cute things like this are put out, and I just love that. The harmonizing, the, you know, getting together and coming up with something clever. But you should not be locked down. We should not be locked down. And whoever is pulling the strings for Sisolak and Newsom and pretty much all of the left, and then the ones that are moderate on the right who are going along. I used to love, and I say used to because I can barely watch the five now. Fox TV has just about gone to hell. And Greg Gutfeld was one of my favorite people on there. But when he started wearing a mask and encouraging people to wear a mask, it just irked me off. So now basically the only person I watch at night for news is Tucker Carlson. And that's why they're trying to get him banned and off the air so badly, that one of their, you know, yeah, I'll bring a sexual harassment suit against somebody with no facts. Yeah. Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson, both. Sexual harassment lawsuit against a former guest who was on there all the time as a pundit that I just thought, why is she even on? It is a crazy upside down world right now, and the only ones that are going to turn it right side up is us. Sisolak, even for the media, not picking up the phone. Very hard to get through. He has his press conferences, and you can take your information from the press conference. Emails aren't returned. But that doesn't mean that you should stop. You have to keep hammering away. And at all the legislators, Democrats and Republicans, because they need to fix this, and they need to fix it now. Hydroxychloroquine saves lives. Doctors have waited too long to get this information out there. Don't be silent. The hospitals aren't full. They're not overflowing. The numbers have been rigged. The evidence is everywhere. So ask yourself, why are we still locked down? President Donald Trump does everything for a reason, says everything for a reason, misspells things for a reason. If you do your research, you can figure this out. So why did he put on a mask? To play their game. If masks are so safe, then we don't need a mail-in ballot. We can vote in person. He is using their game against them. Start looking at the news in a whole new way. You can do it. I know you can. We'll be back after this quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today and anytime I can get you. Monday through Friday, 10 to noon. And, of course, you can always recap the show on our podcasts at 991fmtalk.com. While you're there, answer today's poll question, too. Should men be allowed to protect themselves if women are hitting them? Yes? No? Our question today brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And make sure you log on to my page, too, while you're there, because there's all kinds of good information, including the fact that people didn't have to die and states didn't have to lock down because we've got the doctors on record saying that hydroxychloroquine works. So what are we still doing on lockdown? That link is through Breitbart.com. Because all of the links that have been passed around on social media are getting blocked and taken off. So rather than burning books of the time of the Nazis, we are being censored through social media. Not so social. Let's go to the phone lines, talk and text at 884-9910 and check in with Samantha today. Hi, Samantha. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. I want to thank you for being a hero in all of this. You're so right about the censorship. We see it every day getting worse, and you are our lighthouse, and you're a hero. And I want to give you some encouragement to keep doing what you're doing, and I understand how hard it is in the face of all of this controversy, and you're that salmon that keeps swimming up the river. And we need you, and we appreciate you so much. And just
thank
real
you.
Quick, my 14-year-old daughter, who's supposed to be a freshman this year, her first year of high school in Washoe County School, she sent you an email last week, and you gave her the most beautiful response. So you're our hero, Monica. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Samantha. But I'm going to disagree with that, too, because I put heroes to the people who put their lives on the line, but I'll take the salmon swimming up the stream. I like I like that one. Samantha, thank you so much for calling in today. And just, you know, I'm actually tearing up here because I do appreciate that so much. I get a lot of negativity through my emails and texts, and, you know, people want to stay hidden and anonymous that way. And I don't care. I just ignore those. So I thrive on your love. I thrive on his love. And I know that he put me here for a reason, and that's to be that big mouth. And I'm okay with that. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Jason this morning. Jason wants to talk about Sisolak's Gestapo. And yeah, that's pretty much what the left is. Hey, Jason, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Monica, how are you today?
Well, after Samantha's call, I'm a little bit tearing up right now, but it put a smile in my heart and filled me back up, so I'm good.
Oh, that's good to hear. So with this Sisolak Gestapo, what color shirts are they going to wear?
You know, I don't know. Brown shirts, I guess. Isn't that what they did in Nazi time? Weren't they called the brown shirts?
Well, they either the brown or the black, but I think, it's just... Now he's calling for people to turn in other people for this? Is that what I'm hearing correctly? Or?
Yeah, there's been a snitch line for, you know, a couple of weeks now, but that's the thing. We don't want to confuse Sisolak's brown shirts with the Antifa wearing all black, because
right.
Antifa hates everybody. They just want the destruction of the country so it can be built back up with what they want. So Antifa, they hate everybody, unless you're with them in the destruction.
Right. I have a question. I'm a non-masker like you. Am I going to be subject to a fine?
Well, no. What they're doing, what OSHA is doing, is instead of fining people, because there are some states, I know what you're talking about, there are videos on social media of especially the one guy who was talking to his mom, took his mask off to talk to her on the phone outside, and two non-uniformed cops gave him a $120 fine for having his mask off while he was talking on the cell phone outside. We don't have that here in this state. Law enforcement will not enforce any mask mandate. And we love and we bless our law enforcement for that.
Yeah.
So what Sisolak did was he is now imposing that responsibility on OSHA. You know, the safety people to make sure everything runs all right. So they are fining the businesses who don't enforce the mask mandate. So that's how they're
the O'Reilly's in Dayton.
That's happened to a lot of the businesses. And so Walmart and Home Depot and a lot of these retail giants came out and said, okay, we're done with this. We're going to, everybody has to wear a mask. If you're going to go into the store, you have to wear a mask. They have now backed off of that. So these big retailers, as of now, you can go in without a mask. They will give you one if you want one. But if you don't, just head on in and do your shopping and do not be intimidated. If somebody, follow Sean Meehan on Facebook, and he has been telling the stories about his experience at Trader Joe's, his experience at Walmart, and they're great to follow. And that's how we share the information of, you know, what restaurants are safe to go to, what businesses are safe to go to. But we need to get out and support our local businesses as well. But I still refuse to wear a mask. Jason, thank you so much for the call I got to go to Fox News.
Yesterday you said you saw people wearing masks in the car. I saw a guy jogging with a mask on.
Oh, I read your email on the air. I thought that was hysterical. Okay. You know, it just shows how much fear they have instilled unjustly in people. So, Jason, thank you so much for the call. All right, Doug, I hope you hang on the line. We will be back right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
I'm Monica Jay. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. 10 to noon every weekday. If you miss any part of the show, you can log on to 991fmtalk.com and check out the podcast. The reason I'm laughing is this text that I just got. Of course, nobody ever wants to be identified. The brown shirts were a response to communist gangs breaking up rallies. Get your history right. The books that were burnt were pornography and communist literature in Germany. Let's go back to the talk and text lines after I tell you about our poll question of today. It's really easy. Should men be allowed to hit women if women are being violent? Yes or no? Log on 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. So at the talk and text line, 884-9910, Troy is joining us. Hi, Troy. You want to talk about masks?
Yeah, Monica, I do. Last time I checked, under the U.S. Constitution, we have freedom of choice. Is that correct?
Yep.
So I can choose not to wear a mask and not be fined. Is that correct also?
Well, in my opinion, it would be true.
Well, under constitutional law, you can't be taxed or fined for exercising your constitutional rights, correct? Or did I misunderstand something in Constitution class?
No, you didn't misunderstand it, but our Second Amendment right says gun, you know, shall not be infringed upon, and they take that not literally.
Yeah.
So
you got a point on that one. But I agree with that. You know, I'm kind of concerned with that, like your last caller when he said, can I be fined for it? And as far as I'm concerned, if you try and fine me, the fine's going to end up in the garbage.
Yeah, I tell people, don't be afraid of being arrested. Don't be afraid of being fined, because drag them through court. If an officer tries to fine you, say, show me the law. Not a mandate. Show me the law where it says I have to wear a mask. There is no law.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you, Troy. I appreciate your call. It is. It's common sense. And it's just another way that the left, these elected representatives, keep trying to circumvent the Constitution. If you have any questions about the Constitution, guardtheconstitution.com. Check out Sean Meehan on Facebook. Follow him. You will know the Constitution and your rights. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Doug this morning. Doug, thank you so much for hanging on. You want to talk about right to try law?
It was signed into law with Trump September 18, 2019. If you have a right to try, how in the world does Sisolak have the authority to say we can't?
I think the right to try law is specifically for new drugs, experimental drugs. So a drug that has been around for years that Dr. Fauci himself says is a miracle, a wonder drug, because it is used for so many things and cures so many things, because he's backtracking it now. I don't think it's applied to this, but I could be wrong. That would just be my thought on it. So, okay.
Well, I got to ask you this. Sisolak hoarded masks in the prison for security and hoarded, I can't pronounce it,
hydroxychloroquine, yeah.
Yes, and he hoarded it. It was illegal to hoard, by the way, the mask, and he's never been held accountable. He got the mask for himself, the people he chooses, which would be, of course, and I would do, family and state workers and what have you. And then he has that medicine, too. How is that even remotely possible that he could hoard it and order it for whoever he chooses? But I do think you're wrong. I do think that you have the right to try. It wouldn't matter when the drug was ever put out. I don't see how that could possibly be. Of course, I also don't see it. The guy's on death row, and in 15 minutes, he's going to be killed and ask for a cigarette, and they say no. So yeah. I imagine they would do whatever. What do you think of that? Is there anybody with authority, you included, that could look into that and see? I don't see how it could be legal that he stops you from choosing to try a drug. I don't see how it's possible. What do you think?
Because people aren't going to go up against him. I really hate to say that, Doug, but look at all of the things that he has been doing. I mean, the Senate Republicans are suing him because he completely bypassed the two-thirds majority law. You know, this man does not care about what law he breaks or how he looks to the public. He knows he's not going to be a second-term governor. So he's pretty much just going to get away with stuff until somebody takes him down on it. So, Doug, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your bringing up that topic, because I'm going to look into that. I'm going to see what that actually covers. So let's go back to the talk and text line and check in with Jimmy this morning. Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for calling the show. You want to talk about Sisolak as well? Jimmy, you still there? All right. Sorry about that, Jimmy. We lost Jimmy, but it just goes to show that when people get into a position of power, it doesn't matter what position it is. Because look at the members of OSHA, the employees of OSHA that the governor is using. There are some really great employees that are not going to inflict this harm on businesses. Then there are others who feed off of it, who feed off of the power, the control. That could be in any profession out there. Meter maids, you know? So we have to do a better job of who we elect in every single position out there. There is no such thing as a non-partisan office. You bring your politics into everything. You believe, you have morals, you have values, You bring that into everything you do in life, and that includes your job. So one of the things I would encourage is get to know Jeff Church. Jeff Church is having a fundraiser. I'm one of his supporters and one of the hosts of that. It's going to be at Famous Dave's tomorrow night at 5:30. It's just a $25 donation, and you get some light food. And of course, you know, Famous Dave's is always fantastic food. But it's a great way to get to know Jeff, because he is running for the school board. He is running for the school board against the incumbent. And you have to hear his ideas. You have to understand what people are about. And I support Jeff, because you know what he's about? Former military, he's a veteran. Former law enforcement. Former teacher. But with those pensions that he has, what does he do? He fights for the community. He comes back and works for the community, trying to get people to understand their rights, educating them, and taking it to the city councils constantly. Open meeting laws, the rules that they're passing, the unconstitutional things. That's how he's spending his retirement, is truly giving back to the community. So I hope I see you there, because I'm going to be there as well. 5:30 tomorrow night for Jeff Church at Famous Dave's. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk and text at 884-9910 and check in with Sean Meehan. Oh, I think I was just mentioning that name. And Sean wants to talk about keeping people informed. Hi, Sean.
Monica, you must have special powers. You spoke my name and I am here.
Well, gosh, I keep saying Yahweh and Yasha, and I know they're there. So now I can just add Sean Meehan to the list. So, Sean, why is it so hard for people to understand and just follow the Constitution?
I think it's because we're in this modern revisionist world where we've drifted away from it for so long. It's become an accepted precedent. And people don't know it. So if you don't know it, you can't go back to it. And some of the comments that you said really, I thought were amazing to what I've been thinking about these days, is you had a lot of callers that had a lot of passion, good bit of knowledge. There was some speculation, which is okay. But I'd like to encourage us all to consider that this COVID thing's gone on so long. We've had very little success with the governor. We ought to maybe try to step back from ourselves a little bit and take that speculation into a deeper level of knowledge and get ready for some action. I was going to share with you, I was contacted 2 days ago by somebody down south who's working on a project and a political action committee against this stuff. And they asked me if I wanted to be a plaintiff in another new civil rights lawsuit against the governor. The good news about this is it's being funded by a very wealthy individual who doesn't really want to have a part other than financing what they think might be doing the right thing. So I'm waiting to hear more and speculating. But what I thought was good is that just when I thought some of the things I was part of and many more things other people started on their own got basically neglected and put on the pause button by the courts, it seems like someone yet again is trying to take a new approach. And boy, we're not getting what we need. We're not getting it fast enough, but I got to give credit to the fact that you don't lose until you stop trying. And I was really glad to get this phone call this weekend from this individual.
That, you know, you're right there. You don't lose until you stop trying. The best statement throughout the whole show today. Sean Meehan, thank you so much for calling. And again, if you want to keep your rights, then you have to fight for them, which is unfortunate. But the left has been trying to get rid of the Constitution for decades. Decades. DefendConstitution.com. Let's go to our last caller of the day, and that is Sam. Sam wants to talk about the police. Sam, thank you so much for calling the show today.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I've listened to you for quite a while now on the air, and I agree with most all of your callers. I'm a conservative. The police I want to talk about is they're great folks. One of the strongholds of the Democratic Party are unions. And when you unionize the police, these are Democrats in cities with high positions. They make these rich contracts with the police unions. The police, in turn, go out and delay you on the highways. They'll pull you over. They'll say, we're searching for drugs. They'll call five or six other cars out, and they're all getting overtime. I come from a city in Alaska, and I won't mention the name, but there's only two. They unionized the police. And the police are brought in at $48,000 a year, and they're all taking home $125,000 to $130,000 a year because of overtime and benefits.
It's the same with our fire departments.
Same police and fire. Now, I don't know if the general public around here knows, these police are great guys here in Nevada. I looked up their wages, and they're not union here as the sheriff's department. Now, I can talk about the cities that are, like I said, run by Democrats. They make these huge contracts. They run out of money, and then they turn around and ask the federal government for money because they gave it all away to stupid things like unions. My wife was in a union, and I was corporate in Alaska. We had great conversations, and I have the feel between the two. I understand both sides. But what the general public needs to understand is if you're in a union, you're going to be rich. You can't get fired. You put in tons of overtime. And back to the police, to get that overtime, they'll delay you. They'll give you shit. They'll scare you. And then call their buddies. And that's the plan, to get overtime. People need to be aware of that.
Yeah. Sam, thank you so much for calling and really pointing that out again, because unions used to be useful. You know, you saw the movies about how unions got started and what they were fighting for. Those aren't the unions of today. That's not how it works today. It's pretty sad, because you're the one that's paying for all this. All those people who are working against you, elected representatives, the governor, all of this BS, the people going out and giving the fines in the governor's name because, well, law enforcement is not going to enforce these stupid mandates. You're the one paying for all of it. That's just got it stick in your craw. I know it does mine. We'll be back to wrap up the show after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for participating in the poll question today at 991FMTalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. You know, we've been raised that men don't hit women, boys don't hit girls, you know, even if you're getting pummeled, but it's a sign of the times. 98% of those participating in the poll, should men be able to hit women, to be able to fight back if they're being accosted? People say yes, they should be. Women have been ever so slowly becoming more and more violent. You see it in the riots, you see it in the protests. I mean, it's just crazy out there. Last email. Douglas County is now conducting free COVID-19 tests at high schools for non-symptomatic individuals. This is for people who have no symptoms. Please tell me this is a scam and they only want to test folks to drive the numbers up and give the governor ammunition to keep us closed down. Of course they do. Thank you so much for the email, T-Man. I mean, this is what they're doing. The numbers are fake. The deaths that have been logged are not from COVID-19. They are people with COVID-19. Just like the car accident, the fatality listed as a COVID death. Just because somebody tests positive for COVID doesn't mean they are an active case, but they keep reporting all of these positive cases. They're not positive cases, they're positive tests. And as we have now found out from Dr. Fauci and other officials, the test tests for COVID. It doesn't test for COVID-19 specifically. So there are a lot of people out there that are testing positive for just a cold. Educate yourself. He gave you a brain. He gave you free will. Now use it. I love you just as much as he loves you. Thank you for being here.